Hey there, it's Lee here. Today I'm at my local library in Arlington, Virginia, and been into the nonfiction books recently. So we have a great new nonfiction section here in the library, and Arlington has a series of fabulous libraries. And I've been reading a bunch of different books, all of which seem to be about statistics and economics, and I've noticed a growing trend in nonfiction books about that. So the one I picked up today was Methland. It's about death and life of the American small town. It's by an ex-journalist, Nick Redding. And the book is essentially about the meth epidemic in small town America, what caused it, where it's going, and all the little nitty-gritty details about it in vast paragraphs of detail that is sometimes unnecessary. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is how economics was always something that was boring to me in school. It was really, really boring because it was mostly told from the standpoint of probabilities and statistics and graphs and meaningless connections and how to tell whether your correlation is legitimate or whether it's kind of a false cognitive. And what no one bothered to tell me until I got older was that economics is the big picture approach to how history happened. So you look at different statistics to get an idea of what was happening, but it actually becomes really, really interesting. And there are books like Malcolm Gladwell has become famous for doing this, and Freakonomics was a great book as well. And Methland especially takes these economic figures and puts them in plain English and tells you what they really mean. And to that extent, it's fascinating. Now, I wouldn't exactly suggest Methland as a book to read. It's not, I mean, it has moments that are really enlightening, and one of which is where it talks about Laurie Arnold and the starting the meth trade in the Midwest and its connection with the Mexican mafiosos and the Mexican drug trade organizations. And that part is actually fascinating because it coincides with the immigration issue in the Midwest and all over the U.S. and the problems with agro-industry as well. So it's all part of the same picture. And that is something that when you really are informed about all issues, whether it's agribusiness or whether it's industrial waste processing problems or whether it's, you know, the story of stuff, there's a ton of things happening, and the more I read about them, the more I realize that they're all interconnected. And I wish that someone had explained to me back in the day what economics really was, or someone had showed me how it actually relates to things that are meaningful and can become important. So that's about all I have to say. I just wanted to share a little find and let you know what I've been nosing through in the nonfiction section of my public library. So that's it. I hope you'll have a wonderful evening, and I'll catch you on the flip side.